the much-anticipated Labatt Brew House is opening tomorrow, right next to KeyBank Center. Joining us live this morning to talk a little bit more about it is Frank Cravatta with Pagula Sports and Entertainment. And Frank, boy, we took a tour through this yesterday, and we've got a photo gallery at WBEN.com. This building is absolutely beautiful. You have to wonder, you know, what's been going on with this place for the last few years, and now we finally have this.
Yeah, we've been busy. It's been 14 months of construction, and we're really excited that people can get to experience it tomorrow.
And looking at what's inside here, totally different from maybe what people would be expecting. You know, you hear the Pagulas, you hear a bar restaurant, you think of 716 that opened a number of years ago, but this is kind of a totally different place.
Yeah, it's a historic building, you know, and we really wanted to respect that. At the same time, we didn't want to make it feel too rustic. So it has kind of a mix of modern feel and 100-year-old building. So, yeah, 716 was a unique experience, and we hope that this brewery is one as well.
Yeah, you're right. It does have that rustic yet modern feel to it. Now, it's got a full bar and a restaurant as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, and a tasting room and a retail area to buy mugs, glasses, and shoes. And we have the back of the building that will support the restaurant.
And it looks like a lot like what Genesee was able to do in Rochester, making their brew house there that's a beautiful building. A lot of people love it. And now kind of the same thing with Labatt here in Buffalo. Maybe trying to introduce people to a new way to enjoy Labatt. I mean, a Labatt IPA or a porter sounds kind of strange now, but maybe it's something people get used to.
Yeah, they've been real busy. It was blue and white bit in this town, and they're excited to try some new things, and it's the brewery, and then potentially make the market today.
All right, we apologize. We're having some difficulty with the phone line, a lot of popping and crackling in there. I don't know if you can answer this one or not, Frank, but can you accommodate large groups?
Yes, yeah, the restaurant can seat 200. There's not really a single area that is for just large groups, but the back part of the restaurant certainly has a large area for a group.
Now, you're opening tomorrow evening. Are you expecting a large crowd for the opening, and are you ready for that first Sabres game when it happens?
Yeah, we've been open to our employees for the last week or so we've been testing them and getting the kitchen up and running. I was there last night for a group, internal group, and so they're doing their best to prep it, and we're really excited about tomorrow night and hope it's a full house.
What was the building formerly?
It was originally a warehouse, a food warehouse depot back in the early 1900s. It sat almost vacant for a while, and recently it was a light manufacturing, just really on the first and second floor, and the third, fourth, and fifth floor were relatively empty. So, in the next several months, the entire building will be complete.
Yeah, a lot of talk about the bar and restaurant that's opening tomorrow, but there are other spaces in this building, right? There's office spaces and then even some residential?
Yeah, Labatt USA is on the second floor. They moved in 8 weeks ago. So it's been a little bit of a challenge having construction around their offices. The Pagula Sports and Entertainment, where I will work, is on the third and fourth floor, along with all my coworkers. And on the fifth floor is four high-end apartments and some leasable space.
All right. Frank, hey, thanks so much for joining us. Really a very interesting building, and best of luck to you. That's Frank Cravatta with Pagula Sports and Entertainment, the Labatt Brew House opening tomorrow. You can take a photo tour through WBEN.com.